2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same suffering we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our suffering, so also you share in our comfort. This is the word of God for the people of God. How to be comforted. God created us to be in a relationship with people. Genesis 2:18 says, "It is good, not good that man be alone." Yet, in relationship with other parents and spouses and siblings, friends and co-workers, children, and even brothers and sisters in Christ, we will experience hurt. I have no doubt in my mind that every person sitting here this morning has experienced hurt from somebody or something. I know personally of a few of you because you shared your stories with me. What prompted this message this morning is a story or confession or testimony, whatever you want to call it, that was given to me a few weeks ago on a hurt that this person has experienced for almost a lifetime. I can't imagine that. But you see, none of us are perfect. We will say something, do something, or not do something that is expected, but it will hurt. So how do we live in a relationship with people and deal with the hurt? Well, God's got an answer for us. And I want to take a few minutes this morning to look at that. In verse 3 that I read our text this morning says, God is the source of all compassion and comfort. In verse 4 it says, God wants to comfort you in all your troubles. Though Paul is writing about the church of Corinth and about their suffering for Christ in that ministry, it is clear in this passage that God wants to comfort you in all of your troubles. God is waiting for you to come to Him with this hurt. This is true for the person that has been hurt, as well as it is true for the person that caused the hurt. God wants to be part of this healing process. Here's something that I know. Listen to this. God uses comforted people to comfort others. Did you ever think of that? But He also uses hurt people. I shouldn't say he uses. I also know that people that are hurt hurt other people. God wants to use us as we experience comfort through life's troubles to comfort others. He wants us to be a comforter as well as he wants us to be comforted. Because if we are a comforter, we do his work. We can go out and reach people that are hurt and show them through your words and your actions and your love that they too can be comforted. So what are the sources of hurt in our lives? Words, rejections, isolation, lack of understanding, abuse, neglect, lack of true love, unforgiveness, deception, and that list goes on and on and on. Realize that sometimes people don't realize that they are hurting you. How do you handle that? Do you know our lives are something like a cup? So I asked you this morning, how full is your cup from the hurts in life? Sometimes we might put on a happy face, dress up and look good on the outside, but in the inside we are full of hurt. It's usually easy to put on a happy face. It's usually easy to mask the hurt that you're experiencing. It's usually easy to just accept that hurt and move on with life. Let's learn how to empty our cups of hurt. Anything other than God's prescription for comfort is deception and or temporary. People feeling rejection turn to someone else, even if they are married, to find compassion and comfort, but only end up with more problems. A person feeling hurt by someone turns to excel at such things as work, or turns to alcohol or drugs to find comfort. I know somebody, not in this family, but I know somebody that has experienced a pretty serious hurt. I heard, as this thing keeps cutting out, is it me? The way this thing, how this person deals with that hurt is not how God wants us to. This person works 24/7. He bathes himself in work so he doesn't have to focus on the hurt. Matthew 5, verse 4 reads, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Admit it and be truthful with yourself and God on what exactly is the hurt. What I'm trying to say here is bring your hurt to God. But before you can do that, you have to admit that you've been hurt. You have to admit that you've been abused. You have to admit that whatever it is that's got you upset. And once you admit that, it's much, much easier to take it to the Lord. So often we just move ahead thinking that it is over and done. So often this famous phrase pops up, well, it is what it is. It is what it is. It's not what it is. It is only is what it is as if you allow it to be. So often we just move ahead thinking that it's over and done, when in fact it is not, because deep within us we have been hurt. It's always there. So you put on a happy face. You dress up. You look really nice. You pretend that you're doing great. But that hurt is always there. And God wants you to bring it to Him. God wants you to humble yourselves in His presence and say, "Dear Lord, I've tried this and it didn't work. What can I do now?" There's always an answer. There's always something else that can be done. And if you take this hurt to the Lord, you're not going to have to search for what can be done next. He'll lay it in front of you. Try this. Do this, etc., etc. Now, there are some things in life that may require a professional counselor to help you get to the root of it, especially if you have denied that particular hurt for many, many years. Sometimes by denying it, it just goes so deep that you don't even realize it's there anymore. But someday, that hurt is going to raise its ugly head and remind you that you think you were set free? I got a new thought for you. It still hurts. What are you going to do now? But most of us, particularly hurt, through words still play back in our minds. How many times have you been all alone? Your mind is working. For me, it's in a deer blind. It's a great time for mental action. What am I going to do? Have I had enough of this? We know what the hurt is, but for different reasons, we have tried to ignore it and compensate by focusing on other things in life rather than truly dealing with it and mourning it. Share that hurt with someone to receive comfort. Matthew 18:15 reads, "Go to your brothers who sin against you alone first." It doesn't say if you got hurt, go tell everybody else about it. It says the first thing that you should do after you've given it to the Lord is go to the person that's hurt you. Now, when you do this, you don't go with a vindictive attitude. You don't go with, it's your fault, not my fault. You go with this attitude of love. What can we do to get this behind us? I want to be part of your family. How can we make that happen? This is hard for most people for a couple of reasons. Our society has pretty much groomed us, especially us men, to work things out through ourselves. Ignore it. Move on. Etc., etc. We are afraid that the people we share our hurt with will not comfort us. Now, when a person shares with you that hurt, you have to mourn with them and comfort them. So here's a couple of examples of no comfort. Somebody comes to you, blah, 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 blah. You think you've got a problem. Let me tell you what happened to me. Oh, grow up. Forget it. Move on with your life. Etc., etc. You know what you need to do. Get revenge. Or someone shares or hurt you with you and then finds out that you went and told other people that you both know. Wow. What I'm trying to say here is you need to share your hurt with a comforter. But you need to be careful who you choose that comforter to be. Oh, examples of comfort. Key word is mourning with someone. People that are hurt need to mourn. Not like you lost a loved one through death, but you need to feel what they're feeling. And how do you do that? I'm so sorry. But it can't just be words. It has to be honestly felt. If you're going to be a comforter, asking them, what can I do to comfort you? Pray with them. Comfort is about relieving a person's pain, both physical and emotional and spiritually, through godly encouragement, caring, and counsel. Needs to be from your heart. You need to put yourself in a position of feeling that hurt also. I'm so sorry is not good enough. I'm so sorry, but I love you. What can I do to help? Let me be part of this for you. You see what I'm saying? So the actions to receive God's comfort in your life, assessed through the understanding personal needs that you have been hurt by those closest to you. You need to understand this. It can be parents or spouses, siblings or children. Ask the Lord to show you how those hurts in your life have progressed in filling up your cup. Your cup is full of hurt and bitterness and anger and rage. Seek comfort from the Holy Spirit as well as someone close to you who can mourn with you over that hurt. Call on the Holy Spirit. When we fail to be comforted and continue in our hurt, sooner or later, we will add to that hurt and eventually will spill over with anger and or rage onto someone else. Oh boy, now where are we? Well, I got hurt, so I want you to be hurt too. Because if I know I hurt you, that makes me feel better. That's not what this is all about. That's not what God wants of us. Usually those who we care the most about are those the ones that we hurt. We will also limit our ability to truly love those that we want to love. It's hard to love somebody wholeheartedly and pass on the love of Christ to somebody that you hurt. In fact, we will create a cycle with those in our family. We will also limit our abilities to provide comfort to others. Now, all of a sudden, we find ourselves not being able to do what God has tasked us to do. We cannot fill God's requirement. We cannot do what God wants us to do. We cannot be what God wants us to be if we hurt somebody else and don't make it right. We will limit our effectiveness in ministry. Sometimes hurt overcomes different people and paralyzes them from taking risks and are moving forward in new areas of ministry that God wants them in. If you're hurt and God wants you to move into a new ministry, maybe be a leader in the church, maybe become a minister or a Sunday school teacher, or whatever the case may be, being burdened and filled with that hurt will prevent you from doing that. We also limit the praise for God by blocking His work in us and in others. So, I hope I made a big deal out of hurt this morning. I hope I made a bigger deal out of being a comforter. I hope if you're sitting here this morning and you're living with that hurt, I pray that you will take it to God. Ask Him what to do next. And if you can find a loved one that can mourn with you, do it. And all of God's people said, Amen. Closing hymn, I'll go to the rock.